said, "Ein toimnim bedover ha-moisef hevel." We'll see later on in the next parak what's called something that's moisel hevel, like you put it in coals, or you put it in sand, or you put it in gophers, in type of tar. If you wrap it around with these things are material that makes the pot even hotter. So to wrap it around with something that makes the heat hotter, it's also to do even by joint. Even Friday afternoon, you can't make hatzmona with these things to leave it throughout the whole Shabbos. He says, why not? You're doing it Friday. What should be wrong? Said Rashi, with me, my armor ran turning, but over my sabbath, I feel my vagin. Could have not come on. The Mishnah says later, lay be gefes, you can't use his tav, lay be zevim, I would schmutz, but yafa gav the stam hatzmona by joint. Usually, you make hatzmona, you wrap around these things with the pot, but my joint before shkiyah. So, aswinim mishrashecha. Because we say once it comes nighttime, it's also. So most people take care of this hatzmona before Shabbos. So what's wrong with wrapping around these things before Shabbos? You're doing it Friday. Empty Gemara, Gzeiro, Shemiyatim Beremis. We're afraid when you're going to wrap it around with this type of sand or this type of gophers, you're going to have hot coals inside them also. Hey, since this is material that's moist of hevel, in other words, you have das to mamish make it hotter and hotter, we're afraid you're going to also put some hot coals in there also. So what's wrong with that also? You're putting it in before Shabbos. You're putting it in Friday afternoon, 18 minutes before Shkia. You're wrapping around now with your shmatas and putting hot coals inside. Right there, what's wrong? Everything is done before Shabbos. We're afraid if you have hot coals there wrapped around, we're afraid it'll come nighttime, you'll see it's not burning so well, the coals, you'll start hitting the coals to make the coals burn up. And that's an issue derived. You'll be over habor on Shabbos. So they made xera any type of material that's moist of hevel that makes it hotter. It's the xera. If you're going to use that material, we're afraid who are then you're going to use material that has hot coals inside it. And with hot coals, there's a xera. You'll come to hit it. And that's called kuluchat xera. It's not called xera. That's one xera. Trashi beremetz efer hamura b'gecholim. We're afraid to use type of dust or dirt that has coals inside it. For the more v'yatmin, the mavoy yoimu, even that, what's wrong with that? You're doing it Friday. There it says, Zer Hashem yachta b'gecholim, mishach ha-sheicha. We're afraid at night time you come to hit the coals. Shebo levash l'akzeri. You're going to come to cook up the pot. Shelo bish l'kor tzorka. The pot that Cholent didn't cook l'gam before Shabbos. The gozu, af v'bishula kol tzorka. We made a gzer iva on something that's cooked l'gam before Shabbos. At sheyigroif oy at sheyiktim. That's how we're not allowed to leave anything on the oven. Even though it's cooked, the coal tzorkoi, unless you made gerufa, you took out the coals, or shiyaktim, you put some dirt on top of the coals like our blech. This, at least this is Rashi Shita. It's according to Rashi interesting. You can't leave anything on the blech, on the fire before Shabbos, left there's a blech there. Even just leaving it on the fire. We'll see later. I think Taisa Shita is not like this. But Rashi's saying now, you can't leave anything unless you have the grufa, means you took out all the coals, or else shayikta means you put some dirt on top of the fire. That's like our blech. We put something on top of the fire to make a hecker to know you can't touch it on Shabbos. V'achim askinu perakira. V'yama Revi, kitmom, if you put the dirt on top of the coals, and then it burned up, the coals start to burn up again, mashoyin ale, you're allowed to leave the food on top of it. Chamin shukhim v'join. Kortzorkin. Anything that's cooked legamri, you're allowed to leave it there. We're not going to have the gzerin come to hit the coals. Since right before Shabbos, you put ketumah, you put dirt on top of it, you're like, megala dasna, you're not going to touch this fire on Shabbos. Because if you have dasna touching the fire, you wouldn't put this ketumah, like you wouldn't put the blech on top of it. Later on also. So kids, so this is the reason why you can't make hatmona even Friday with something that's moist of hevel that makes it hotter and hotter. Because the gzeri will come to use coals, and with coals, the gzeri will come to hit the coals on Shabbos. It'll burn, even if it burns up already. Huvra, you put dirt on top of the coals, right? So usually the coals die out. What happens that the coals start to burn up again, as if to say the dirt is not helping anything. Still it's muta. Tana Rabbonin. We're going to start the sugya today. We're going through it more. The famous sugya of Ben Hashmoshes. Tana Rabbanan. Ben Hashmoshes, that means after Shkia Poshid until Tzeis HaKechovim, is Sofik min HaYoim or min HaLaila. It's a Sofik, what din does it have? Is it called Yoim or is it called Laila? Also, Sofik Kulim min HaYoim. There's a start to say the whole time is Yoim. Sofik Kulim min HaLaila. Sofik, the whole time is min HaLaila. So really, there's like three Sveikis here. So Rashi, min hayom min halayla, klaimer, Sofik Yesh Poi Mishnayim. There's a Sofik made in Ben HaShemoshes have both parts to it. Hey, it's like the first part of Ben HaShemoshes is Yom, and the second part is Laila. And then there's another Sofik, Sofik Kulim Min HaYom, Sofik Kulim Min HaLaila. Hare Gimel Sveikis, there are three types of Sveikis here. Lefikach Matil Olov. Therefore, you'll see where we put these dinim to it. So Sofik, if it's both, or is it the whole thing is Yoim, or the whole thing is Laila? Three different Sveikis here. Maybe the old Ben HaShemoshes is Yoim, maybe the old Ben HaShemoshes is Laila, and maybe no, there's a part of Ben HaShemoshes that's Yoim, and a part that's Laila. What's Nagei to us? Is Matil Noisoi L'Choymesh Nayoimim. We put upon Ben HaShemoshes a Chumrah of 2 days. What is it Nagei to a Zav that sees Zav, the Locher is? If you see 3 days Zav, then you tummy and you have to bring a korban. If you only see 2 days Zav, you tummy don't have to bring a korban. So the guy sees Ben HaShemoshes, so we make a chumra as if to say the beginning of Ben HaShemoshes was Yom, and the end of Ben HaShemoshes was Laila, so it's as if he saw now Zav 2 days, so he becomes tummy if the one seeing Zav Ben HaShemoshes. So Drashi, the figure Matil no love choymer shnei hayomim. Well, come first to my hilchos shtat le'mishema yesh l'mishem. What's the chumra too? We'll explain it soon. Something more now. V'yezel ben hashmoshes. What is called ben hashmoshes? When did it start? Mishetishke hachama. After shkia hachama. He's up until shkia. There's no suffix. It's vada yoyim. After shkia, that's when the suffix starts. How long is the suffix? Kol zaman shepnei mizrach. The face of the mizrach, like you see the sun going down. Madimim. It's still red. As even after the sun goes down, it's all redness there.
The red is in the west, isn't it?
What?
The red mountain about the west.
No, it's up for the east. It's the other side, isn't it? What's the
plan
over? Zel ben hashmosh tizu, but that's not sure if the name is already known. I'm not sure. Here, weiter. Hich sefer tachten.
What? The sun is on the west and it shines across to the east, maybe.
But the east is always dark.
The clouds on the east.
Yeah, right.
In the west.
Yeah. Hich sefer. Let's say the bottom part of already hichsef means got black. You don't see the redness anymore. For loy hichsef elyon, but all the way up, you still like see a little bit rays of the sun. The red is still there. That's still called ben hashmoshes. That's still ben hashmoshes. Hichsef elyon. If even the top part also became black already, the ishla tachtim is either top and the bottom both look like black. Zel laila. That's no more ben hashmoshes already. That's called laila. Divrei Rav Yehuda. That's called Rav Yehuda Shita. So Rashi madim. What does this redness means? Shenira admum es chama v'oven. We still see the redness of the sun in the clouds. Hichsef hishchir means the bottom part became a little black already. You don't see the redness anymore. Hatachton means tachton shokipa rikia, the bottom part of the rikia of the sky. Hasmuch loritz, that's closer to the ground. Elia means goiva, the top part of the sky, shokipa. Einu meheres lachsev, that doesn't come black so fast. As first the bottom part becomes black, then the top part becomes black. L'kama porach might come with the kasha sefer resha. But soon we'll see it's a stero. When is ben hashmoshes? First you say shem kol zman shepnei mizrach madimim mashme any part of it, and then it says no chil between hichsef tacht and hichsef elyon. I will soon see. It's like a stero. But this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Nechem yoimer kidei shihalich odo mishetishka hachamachatimil. He also knows ben hashmoshes starts from shkia tachama. How long? How long it takes you to walk a chatzi mil? So even 9 minutes. Strashi chatzi mil. Zel shir orech ben hashmoshes. That's how long ben hashmoshes is. Uliyacha chatzi mil. After it takes you to walk a chatzi mil, heavy laila. There's no more sofik. It's only like 9 minutes of sofik of ben hashmoshes. Rabbi Yosi yoimer ben hashmoshes kerafayin. No, it's mamish 1 second. The whole ben hashmoshes. Zel nichnas. This comes in. Vezay yoytzei. Hey, the laila comes in, the sun goes out. V'yev shalom of the love, you don't even know exactly when it is. Shasha karef ayin, kishir, karitza sign, like the blinking of your eye. For berifion, v'lev chazoka. Lightly and not too strong. But it's pretty fast. Zeh nichnas, the laila comes in. Nichnas v'yayim, v'yayim yoytza. Yitziya zeh im kenisa zeh. Kishahim misparshim, kori ben hashmoshes. When they're like misparshim, what they separate, that's called ben hashmoshes. V'chol de mekamei hochi, hevi yoyim alyon. Before this, it's vada yoyim. Only mamish, when this leaves, that comes in. That second is called ben hashmoshes. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. V'yev shalom adolav. Now, omama, what we learned before, matilun oisoy l'choy mishna yomim. Ben Hashmoshes says, whatever it is, Ben Hashmoshes is, but this period of Ben Hashmoshes, we give it a chumrah of 2 days. Maybe it's Yoim, maybe it's Laila. So the moral of my Hilchasa, what's it Nagei to give it to Din of two periods? Shrash my Hilchasa, Yatil Wall of Sofik, Shema Mishneim. What is it Nagei to say this period could be day and night? Yeshboy, it has two times to it. Bishleim is Sofik, Kulim in Ayoim, Iklamem in Yamaytsoy Shabbos. Nagei, when does Mitzoy Shabbos start? If you say the whole thing is Yoim, so you have to wait till the end of Shabbos, till it's Vade Laila. Lohavi Oshem Toli, when you have to bring it, if you didn't have Chetan, when you have to bring it Oshem Toli. So for Kulim in Alaila, Linyan Leel Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos. Elohim Mishnei Lamahilgasa, what's it Nagei that we're going to say this time of Venish Mosh is 9 minutes, 18 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever you hold, has both Dinim. There has a Din Yoim and a Din Laila. My Nafkamina. The Teretzis Vilchazah. And the Gemara Omer Rafuna of Reit of Yeshua Linyan Tumas. Now get to a Zav that sees Tumah that he's Tumah if he sees 2 days consecutively and he sees 3 days he has to bring a korban. Tumah Kiret Nan Rosh Ne Yomim Ben Hashmoshes. The person saw 2 days Ben Hashmoshes Zav is Sofik LeTumah LeKorban. He has to then bring a korban also because by seeing Ben Hashmoshes we give 1 day Ben Hashmoshes called a daytime and it also has a shame the nighttime. Now the next Ben Hashmoshes is also, maybe it's still part of the day, and maybe it's still part of the next night. So you have a period of 3 days here within these two Ben Hashmoshes. So Drashi Roar Shnei Ben Hashmoshes. Ziva de Zav. A man saw Zav. Metame biyomim, uvrias. Bein Shiroh Shtayim biyomechot. Bein Shiroh Shtayim bishnei yom retzufim. Bein Shiroh Achas bishnei yomim. Kugoyim Ben Hashmoshes. A molly could be tummy one person, the man, if he saw two riyas the same day, two different times, he has a tumah to him. Now a molly could see two ben hashmoshes, is choshev lei kishtei riyas. As if he sees one ben hashmoshes, it's like he saw two riyas. Mishum yomin, they get the 2 days. The afinim ilazochim lekevon. Man lekevon biyom, just like in the cave in Ishus, tummy out the days, avzochim biyomin. Who are then a man? Even though he's seeing one time zav ben hashmoshes, like one riyah. But since Ben Hashmoshes is called part of it is day and part of it is night, it's considered like he saw two different times, one by day, one by night, and he has a tummy automatically. Orias begufa mispasha katan megila monakos shtayim akor tummy. Sofik otumul korbin shrashi sofik tummy sofik tor sofik chayet korbin imatuma. There's even a sofik that maybe he has to bring a korbin. Sofik ain't a chayav korban. There's also a tzad. Maybe it doesn't have to be a korban because there's also a tzad to say that Ben Hashmoshes is only yom, or maybe it's only laila. Is the only tzad to bring a korban is if you say Ben Hashmoshes has two periods to it. The beginning is yom and the end is laila. So if you saw two Ben Hashmoshes, it's said like you saw in 3 days because the first Ben Hashmoshes was maybe daytime and it was nighttime, and the next Ben Hashmoshes was day and nighttime. So you covered 3 days. Avotome Shiva, but 7 days Yavaditome. Tizah, the loch is by a man, if he sees Zah, Val Shte Rios, Oishne Yomim, Kol Torah's Tumas Zav in a loch. If he saw 2 days, he has Tumas Zav on him. He on Vishlishi, what's the Indian of seeing a 3rd day by a man? It's on a get to Mavioso de Korbin. Then he has to bring a Korbin. If he sees 2 days, he has to bring his Tome 7 days as Tumas Zav. The 3rd day is Negeit the Korban. Now, Vizeh Shiroshne Ben Hashmoshes, this man that saw Zav 2 times, 2 days, Ben Hashmoshes, Sofik Yoim Echadu. There is a start to say it's only 1 day. V'tomei Bishne Rias, and his only Tomei then, Al Tumas Rias. He saw 2 days now. Oy Shne Yomer Mitzufin Heim. V'tomei Nami V'teris Yomim, Sofik Beis Yomim, Shein Mitzufin. There's also a Sofik, maybe it's not Mitzufin Heim. V'tor, he could be his Tor altogether. Because maybe the first Ben Hashmoshes was called Yoim, and the second Ben Hashmoshes was called Laila. So there was a whole day period in between them. Hey, the first Ben Hashmoshes Monday, it seemed like he saw a Sunday. And it came the next Ben Hashmoshes Tuesday night, it seemed like he saw for Wednesday already. So the whole Tuesday he didn't see. So it's a suffix of his tummy altogether now. V'toy mitzum Shiva. Elo kibal keri biyam, if I think about keri, that's all. The lav shtei rias b'yom echad is not called two rias in 1 day, ika. V'loy shnei yom retzuf, you don't have 2 consecutive days either, ika. That's one suffix. Now there's also a suffix shen gimel yomin. You also have a suffix that has 3 days right retzuf consecutively. Dizav gomeru af l'korbin. Kate said, what's this sad? Shema ben hashmoshes rishoin kulim in ayoin. The first ben hashmoshes, like Sunday, ben hashmoshes, completely Sunday. Ben Hashemoshes, and then he saw Monday Ben Hashemoshes, Kula Min Alayla. Those things Laila. V'nimtza Yoimech Nifsek Ben Tayin. V'tor. That's one topic. That's how he's told the Gamri. Oy Shneim Min Ayoim, both of them are day, devilishna Yom Ritzufin. Then he's told me, Akoporim Tumazav. V'cheinim Shneim Min Alayla. Hevilunam Ishna Yom Ritzufin. That's one suffix. Now another side is Oshem Imarishim in Alayla Vashenim Nayim. Could be the first time is Laila, and the second day is Yom. That's also two consecutive days. Hevulunamishte Rias Viyoimechon. Now the Tom is Shiva Bukhalelu. All these cases is Tom is 7 days, the Enkan Korban. You don't have 3 days. Oi, what's the last suffix? Maybe it's called 3 days even for Korban? Oshem Ashtayim Rias. Hoyu miktsasim biyam miktsasim alaylo. Ben Hashemoshes has two dinim to it. Ben Hashemoshes is called part of it is yoim and part of it's night. The yeshkan shloish ritzufin. Then you have a riyah of 3 consecutive days. V'cheinim or rishonim miktsasim biyam miktsasim alaylo. V'yashnina kula min halaylo. Could be the second day kula min halaylo. Or rishonim kula min hayoim. V'yashnina miktsasim biyam miktsasim alaylo. Is also you have the case hevelu gimu yom ritzufin. V'toyin korbin. So these are all the Swakish Kirav. Hilkach, Sophic Afla Korbin, Omevi Chatis Oif, Habu Ala Sophic, Vienacheles, Tishem Alaba Korbinu. You bring it, but about the crane can't eat it, because maybe you're not Mechui the Korbin. Or Malika Schum Nevelo. If you're not Mechui the Korbin, how does the crane make the Shechitza by an oif? You make a Malika with his hand. So if it's not a Chiv Korbin, it's a Nevelo. He's not allowed to eat it. So by the Minasafi, you can't eat the Korbin. But I call upon him, you're allowed to bring the Korbin, because the Sophic give you Mechui to bring the Korbin or not. As that's what's negated to say whether Ben Hashemoshes is considered the Sofig. It is Yoim and it is Laila. It has both been into this Ben Hashemoshes. So if you see one Riyah Zav throughout this Ben Hashemoshes, it be considered like you saw one Riyah at daytime and the second Riyah was at nighttime, and then the same thing the next day, you have 3 days consecutive of seeing. That's what negated to the Sveikas of Ben Hashemoshes. Right, I think we'll stop here. The rest thoughts will stay there. So.
Just this.
We're holding Lamed Dalid on the days by the two dots by Tana Rabbanan on the top. Ben Hashemoshes, Sofik Min Hayom, Sofik Min Halayla. Ben Hashemoshes, we'll soon see what time this is. It's a Sofik, maybe it's day and maybe it's night. Sofik Kulim Min Hayom, it's also a Tzad, maybe the whole Ben Hashemoshes is the only day. Suffer kulam and alayla. Maybe the whole thing is only night. Matil noisel lechemish nayyovim. Therefore, we give it a chumrah of 2 days. We'll soon see what that means. V'yezel ben Hashemoshes. What is called ben Hashemoshes? Mishatishka chama. So poshup shata means when it comes shkiyas chamam, when the sun starts to go down sunset. That's when ben Hashemoshes starts. Kol zaman shepnei mizrach madimim. Kol zaman poshut says the face of the east side is red. Now we know when the sun goes down, it goes down on the west side. So Gemara later is going to say it means when the west, if the sun is in the west, it like gives out rays to the east side. So the east side is red because of the west. But avada, the sun goes down in Marav, and we have to look at the Marav side. Is kol zaman shepnei mizrach madim, kol zaman it's red, is it's still, it will soon say it's ben hashmoshes. Hichtif hatakav, the bottom part of the rukiyah became black. So Mr. Brewer says it doesn't really mean black, it just means the redness went away. I mean, when the sun is going down by sunset, it's very red. So the redness, when it goes away, that's called hichsif. It becomes a little bit like white. Even the Rashi says it means black, it's not mamish black. Because black is only mamish pitch dark in the middle of the night is black. But it has lila even before that. The top part of the sky is not yet white, it's still red. It still has the red beams of the sun. That's called Ben Hashemoshes. If even the top part of the sky became also like white or lost the redness of the sun, the Hishwa Takhtan, it looks the same thing as the bottom part of the Rikia, then Zel Laila. That's called Laila. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, what's called Ben Hashemoshes. From the beginning of Shkia until we say there's no more redness of the sun on in the sky. He has no. It takes a chatzi mil from sunset. A chatzi mil has come out 9 minutes later. That's called Laila. Only the first 9 minutes is called Ben Hashemoshes. Ben Hashemoshes takes a second, like a blink of the eye. Then nichnas, as soon as the night comes in, the day goes out. We don't know exactly when is the Laila or when is the Ben Hashmoshes, because it's just a blink of the eye. The Omama Matil Nois L'Choy Mishnei Yom. The time of Ben Hashmoshes sometimes have a chumra of 2 days to it. L'may Hirchus. So what do we mean have 2 days to it? Omer Avun of Rebbe Yeshua Linyan Tumah. The Gaya to a Zav, a man that becomes a Zav, the Halach to Kirtnan. Roh Shnei Yomim. If he saw 2 days Ben Hashmoshes, he saw a Monday night Ben Hashmoshes and Tuesday night Ben Hashmoshes, he is Halach, he has a Sofik Tumah. He's a Sofik if he's Tomei Shiv altogether. And who are in the Korban? He's also a Sofik, maybe he has to bring a Korban. Ma'ashen Kein Roh Yemechet Ben Hashmoshes. If he only saw 1 day Ben Hashmoshes, he's Sofik Tumah. He has a Sofik, maybe he has a Tumah Zav, which is Tomei for 7 days. Because a locker is a Zav. If you just see 1 time Zav, you stand Tumah like a Valkyrie only 1 day. When you see 2 times or 2 consecutive days, then you're Tumah for 7 days. If you see 3 times or 3 consecutive days, then you have a Chiyuv Korban. So the Chiddush here, the Ben Hashmoshes, is a Sofik, maybe it's day, maybe it's night. So by just seeing the Zav, this few minutes of Ben Hashmoshes, it's a start to say you're Tomei Shivam. Because the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes was day, and the end of it is night, it feels like you saw 2 different days. And what then if you saw Monday night and Tuesday night, we have a start to say maybe it's considered like you saw 3 days. 3 consecutive days Zav, therefore you have to bring a Korban. But it's also only a Sofik, because it's a start to say the whole thing is only Yom, so maybe you only saw 1 day. Therefore Ben Hashmosh has a Sofik to it, whether it's day and whether it's night, it's not Gemina for a Zav. He's Misofik, he has to bring a Korban, and Misofik he's Tamei 7 days. For the Gemara now, Hagufa Kashya, the steer in the price itself. Or Ma'atu, we said before, Izeu Ben Hashmoshes. What is considered Ben Hashmoshes? That means we don't know, we're not sure if it's day or is it night yet. Mishatishka achama, when the shkiyo sunset, kol zaman shepnei mizuch madimim. Kol zaman, there's some redness in the sky. That's Ben Hashmoshes. Mashma, hohichsef ha-tachtoin, as soon as the bottom part, tachtoin pasher means, like Rashi says, the part of the sky closer to the ground, closer to the orits. Mashma, as soon as that part of the sky already becomes white, like or black, loses its redness, it's Laila ready. Even though the top part of the sky is still red, his mashma Laila. His duration is mashma. When is Ben Hashmoshes? Only calls the man, the whole sky is red. Mashma, if the bottom part of the sky is not red anymore, it's Laila. Vahoda, this theory is Vahoda turn it, then right away the Bryce is not like that. It says Hichsef Atachtin, even though the bottom part of the sky, the part of the sky near the ground, near the Oritz, is like Hichsef became black or lost its redness, Vahloi Hichsef Elyon, but the top part of the sky is still red, it's still called Ben Hashmoshes. So Chorutz Asira, hey, how much do you need to make it Laila? Do you need the whole sky has to still be red? And when a little bit of it is not red, it's called already. It's called already Laila, or you don't need that much. That much won't be called. Yeah, that much won't be called. Omar, so it's a stira. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Korech v'toni. You have to change around the two things and learn like this. Korech v'toni, you have to learn like this, the answer to the stira. How long is considered Ben Hashmoshes or Sofik if it's day or Sofik if it's night? Mishatishka chama. Havada, when the sun sets, starts to go down, that's already the Sofik, maybe it's not day anymore. How long is the Sofik? Kol zaman shepenei mizrach madimim. Kol zaman, there's still redness in the sky. V'hichsef ha-tachtin. And also, even though the bottom part of the sky that's near the ground looks black already, still is Ben Hashmoshes. V'loi hichsef elyon. And but at least the top part of the sky is still red. V'loi hichsef, the top part of the sky is still red. It didn't become black yet. Nami Ben Hashmoshes. That's also considered Ben Hashmoshes. Now, when does Ben Hashmoshes end? Hichsef Elyon. If even the top part of the sky became like black, the Hishvul Atachton, it looks the same thing as the bottom part. They both look the same way. That's what it's called Laila. That's called Laila. So, Mel, there's no theory now. When sun sets, it starts Ben Hashmoshes. How long does Menashmashes go? Kol Zaman, there's some redness in the sky. Even though it's only on the top part of the sky, the bottom part of the sky already became like black or like white, it's still called Menashmashes. When even the top part of the sky doesn't have redness, it all looks black, that's called Laila. So Mela, there's no Stira. Rashi, the bottom Rashi is next to the bottom line. Pnei Mizrach Madimim Adayin Lehichsev Afilu Atachtein. That's the stira. First is Mashma, when is the Ben Hashmoshes? Kol Zaman, the whole sky is red. That there's no blackness at all. And then it's Mashma, no. That even though there's some redness in the top part of the sky, but in the black, in the bottom part it's black, it's still called Ben Hashmoshes. Teretz says Korach Batoni Shnei Hadzvorim Bekrach Echad. Learn it together. But Teretz Achad, that's one halacha. So that's one shot. So Mar Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Yehuda or Mashmul Hochiktoni. This is the way you have to learn. Mishatishke Hachama. Mishatishke Hachama. The sun goes down. Kol Zaman Shepenei Mizrach Madimim is Yoim. He learns no. Kol Zaman, it's red in the sky. That's called Vada Yoim. Even after Shkia Hachama. But Kol Zaman, there's redness, red rays in the sky. It's Vada Yoim. When the part of the sky near the ground turned black, it lost its redness. But the top part of the sky still has some redness in it. That's called Ben Hashmoshes. He owes a less of a shear of Ben Hashmoshes. When even the top part of the sky also becomes black and looks the same thing like the bottom part of the sky, there's no more redness at all in the sky, that's called Laila. So says like this, this is Rabbi Yosef Shita. So the Gemara v'Yozla Tamayu, they both call the Shitosa Reb Yosi and the first man the Yom and Rafuna bread of Yeshua. The Itma Shia Ben Hashmoshes Tekama. How long is the Sofik Ben Hashmoshes when we have a Sofik if it's day or it's night? Omar Rabbe, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. The first one is Rabbe. He holds Shloisha Chilke Mil, three like Chalokim parts of the mil. A mil usually is how long it takes you to walk, the amount of miles. So usually say it's 3/4 of our miles, which is usually we say 18 minutes. But the Gemara, my gimel chulke mil, what does it mean, 3 parts to the mil? Ilei matlosei palgi milo, if it means 3/2 of a mil, for the Gemara, let him say klo, name a mil amachsa. Hey, 3/2 means 1.5. Let him say, as long as it takes you to walk, 1.5 mils will be 18 and 9. Ela tlosa, it means tilta mila. It means 3/3 of a mil. Obazoi, name a mil. Let him say glat, mil, 18 minutes. Ela tlosa rivoya mila. It means 3/4 of a mil, like 15 minutes. That's called Ben Hashmoshes. Ben Hashmoshes is called 15 minutes. So Poshanal Gemara means the 15 minutes is from the beginning of Shkia, when the sun set. The next 15 minutes, that's called Ben Hashmoshes. That's Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef now says no. He's like the second one we had before, said there's a little less of a shear to Ben Hashmoshes. He said Ben Hashmoshes first starts when the bottom part of the sky is black. His Kol Zaman, the whole sky is red. He holds that's still called Vada Yom, even after Shkia Sechama. When does the Sofik Ben Hashmoshes start? A few minutes later. Now this is a Raya. Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, he holds another Shita, Omer Shmuel, Shnei Chilke Mil. The whole shear, the whole span of Ben Hashmoshes is only 2 chalokim of the mil. Fred Gemar, my Shnei Chilke Mil. What does it mean, 2 parts of this mil? Like this mile, the distance, the length it takes you to walk a mile. Ilay Motrei Palgi Mil, if it means 2/2 of the mil, Lema Mil, let him say glad. Ben Hashmoshes is 18 minutes. It's a shear of a mil. V'yelo Trei Rivoy Mili means 2/4. Lema Chatzim Mil, let him say then 9 minutes. A half of a mil, let him say. Was it come on to, was Shnei Chilke Mil? Eli means to say Trei Tulte Mil. Rabbi Yosi Shita is 2/3.